And now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost, the readings of Pentecost invite a good number of themes for challenge as much as for reflection. But what's an absolute gift is that we are given tactile things to help us this weekend. Images for the Holy Spirit in our two readings today: fire, water, wind. These are powerful images, and indeed they are powerful elements. But this year I want, please, to have a very different focus, because this year we are caught up in a different life. Without consent, I hasten to add, we were ambushed by COVID-19 and its life-changing consequences. And that too is a tactile image. Life will never be the same again. And the disciples waiting in Jerusalem, despite weeks' worth of repeated promises, were also ambushed by the arrival of the Holy Spirit, or at least the manner of his arrival, and the power, the all-consuming nature of the takeover. Life will never be the same again. We often focus on those elements of water, fire, and wind, and what they say to us about the nature of God and about the nature of the Holy Spirit. We equally often focus on the effect of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, transforming our faith, transforming our prayers, transforming our understanding of Scripture, our confidence to share our faith, a greater openness to vocation, and so on. But one element of the Spirit's presence is less overt, or at least much less talked about. And that's where I want to take you today. So let me introduce you to a gentleman in the book of Exodus, a Mr. Bezalel Uri. Mostly, I have drawn on his story in connection with the creation narratives in Genesis. But I think this gentleman and his story will serve us well here for Pentecost also. The creation stories, of course, tell us that we are created in the image of God, and the same Spirit that was there, present, before the creation of time and space, the same Spirit present there also as people created in the image of God, the same Spirit present and celebrated this weekend. And troubled and fallen though we are as a species, human beings are instinctively creative. And it's not too far-fetched to make the link between being made in the image of a creator God and there being something of that creative life in each and indeed in all of us. So this unsung hero appears in those accounts of the 40 years wilderness journey of the people of God on their way to the promised land. That's where he sits in history. That's where he sits in the narrative of God's people. And we too are on a wilderness journey. And our promised land is not post-virus, but rather virus with vaccine against it and hopefully available to all. So Mr. Bezalel Uri is in charge in this wilderness, on this journey, of designing and constructing the tabernacle and various accoutrements, including, of course, the great Ark of the Covenant. We meet him in chapters 31 onwards of Exodus, for those of you who want to read his story later on in the week, and several chapters are devoted to his skillful and artistic creations. It makes for fascinating reading as fabrics and colours and dimensions are all recorded in great detail. Suddenly, in the middle of this dull and wretched desert, Bezalel organises the construction of something that is exquisitely beautiful. And the contrast to the surrounding desert must have been astounding. So take a moment, close your eyes if you want to. Picture this man fingering fabrics, choosing this shade rather than that shade. Will it be this wood or that wood? Selecting this metal over that metal. But picture also the deep contentment as well as the deep concentration etched on his face. And then his mind turns to the greatest work of all, the making of the Ark of the Covenant, that sacred golden box that will symbolize the near presence of God. What a task. Bezalel Uri steps back from the engrossed, the busy, the noisy workers, and he walks purposefully out into the shimmering desert to find a quiet spot where he stands still, not unlike the time-worn rocks that are all around him. He inhales deeply, drawing deep into his soul the creative spirit of God required for such a task. How would God want this ark to look? Bezalel needs to imagine it, to be able to picture it in his own mind, if he is to craft it well. Colours and shapes flood into his fertile mind. The colours settle into a bright burnished gold as he sees his creative mind settle on two cherubim. Those mighty angelic creatures who worship God day and night in the heavenly places. And on his mind drifts as the details emerge, and his heart is filled with awe and with joy and with praise to the God who has allowed him to see such wonders. And he hurries, bright-eyed, back to his workbench and his colleagues, his flimsy sandals raising a fine cloud of dust behind him. Here too, then, not only in the praying and the faith sharing and the empowering of the Christian life, here too, the Spirit is present, drawing our attention to God in wonder. We witness in this simple story of this simple man an unexpected springtime in the desert. The tabernacle constructed so beautifully, along with the cherubim-covered ark, became a place of deep renewal, a place of hope, where the very presence of God was felt. And we too, in our dispersed St. Catherine's community and in the world beyond, have witnessed an unexpected springtime in the desert, as people have discovered new or dusted off old and long forgotten talents and enriched the lives of others informally, spontaneously, generously. We too have discovered new ways of worshipping God that has been enriching, and have in our turn, along with millions in our world, also found a new and unexpected and beautiful place of deep renewal, a place of hope where the presence of God is felt. So may you and I and all our worldwide church family so continue to worship the God who has embedded deep within our hearts, deep within our souls, such a creative spirit, his DNA within us, and who at Pentecost refreshes that aspect of who we are, bringing through imagination and hearts and minds open to the Holy Spirit, hope and beauty to a world much in need of it. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to invite you, if you want to join in, to put your hand on your head, because we have Pentecost and flames and things. Come, Holy Spirit of God, release your creative life in my mind afresh today and set my imagination alight for the glory of your name. Amen.